get a hold of the Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones, along with his head coach, Wade Phillips, to talk about the 35-14 loss at the hands of the Giants. And we say good morning to Jerry.
Hey, good morning.
Well, I know you're upset after that one.
Very upset. We're very upset. We knew that it was going to be a tough opponent, but I would have liked a little bit better play out of certain positions, as you can imagine. Mm-hmm. And I want to bring on Wade here. We can talk to, of course, his Cowboy fans.
Well, Jerry Gavin?
Unfortunately, I do. Not only on the phone, but as my head coach.
Well, you win some, you lose some, Jerry.
Yeah, but you seem to be losing more some than I like.
Yeah, we have been losing a lot lately. I'm sorry about that, Jerry.
Well, first of all, Wade, I don't know that I actually owe you an apology, but I will offer one for bursting into the locker room at halftime and making that quarterback change. But if I had seen Brad Johnson take one more snap, I was going to blow my toupee off.
Well, that's okay, Jerry. You know, I was going to pull him anyway in that first half, but I couldn't talk, Jerry. My mouth was stuck together. I was chewing on those Brock's Caramels. You ever had your teeth stuck together, those Brock's Caramels, Jerry?
Well, no. I take my teeth out at night. And it's funny you mention it, because on Saturday night, my teeth were out, and they were over there chattering on the dresser telling me to start Brooks Balling. Even they knew they should start it.
Yeah. I guess we should have listened to your teeth there, Jerry. Because Brad Johnson, he can't play, Jerry.
Yeah, I know.
He's not good.
I've noticed. And I begged Jason. I don't know why Jason Garrett was so high on him, but Jason Garrett said, hey, listen, let's get Brad Johnson. He's a member of the greatest generation. Those people can win World War II. They can win a game for us.
Yeah, Jerry, I know you don't really like me as head coach. You sure you want Jason Garrett?
Well, not really.
All right.
I'm mad at you for several reasons, Wade. Number one, you lost by 21 points.
Yeah.
Number two, you were late to the game. Now, where were you?
Well, first of all, Jerry, you got to realize it's only a 7-point game in the second quarter. Let's realize that.
That's when you arrived?
Yeah. That's about the time I got there. I'm sorry I was late, Jerry. I figured since we was in the Meadowlands, I'd go duck hunt. And I tell you what, Jerry, those Meadowlands have some ducks now. I knocked down two teal, and of course I got my dumb dog with me. You only let me take one dog on the plane this week, and I messed up and brought my dumb one. And he can't hunt too well, Jerry. He went over there, and instead of fetching that duck, he started humping it, Jerry. Me and Hudson Hawk, we got to laughing, you know, and... Well, I had to put that dog down, Jerry.
Oh, my God.
Let's officially put it down as lead poisoning. But I had to put him down, Jerry, because some dogs just won't hunt.
Mm. Well, I tell you, dogs won't hunt. That Mike Jenkins, he won't hunt.
Yeah, he kind of turned it down a little bit there.
I want you to fire him today.
Mm.
Fire him?
Yeah, I want you to fire him. I want you to fire him today and get him off this team.
Well, Jerry, we don't have anyone else put in. We're out of corners.
Well, then you're going to have to play cornerback then. How fast can you run the 40?
I used to play defense back in my day, Jerry. I don't know, but you better time me with a sundial. And I guess it depends on how loaded down I am. Do I have a gunny sack with me? Am I carrying my lunch pail? How are we doing?
Lunch pail?
Now, listen, Wade.
Yep.
You got the week off this week.
Hot damn, a vacation.
No.
I'm going to go to Mexico like Romo did last year.
No.
I hope I don't get diarrhea like I did last time I went to Mexico.
Listen.
You ever get diarrhea, Jerry?
Shut up. Listen to me.
You ever hear that diarrhea song? When you're sliding in the first and you feel a big burst, diarrhea.
Shut up.
Diarrhea.
Shut up.
Going in third and you got a lot of...
I mean that you don't have a game this week. You're still going to come into work. We got to work to prepare for the Redskins, which are playing next.
We're playing the Redskins, Jerry?
Yes.
Hot damn, Cowboys and Indians. Can I dress up as an Indian this week, Jerry?
No.
Okay, you dress up as an Indian, I'll dress up as a Cowboy.
No, listen.
Got you, Jerry, dead.
You don't know how true that is. We're dead. Goodbye.
Oh, bye. Bye, guys. Wow.
Things are not well in Valley Ranch.
No. Thank God they've got 2 weeks to straighten it out.
All right, 848 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. 35-14 is a pretty